What up, fools? It is your girl, B, and welcome back to another episode of the Sis Get Your Ish Together podcast. I hope that you guys are having a great day today. I hope that you woke up feeling revived and rejuvenated with faith that everything that you spoke about with your spirit team the night before is being worked out for you in the background somehow, some way. But please remember, you gotta help your spirit team help you, all right? That means you gotta put yourself in the position to get the things that you want knees to chest, because what? That's right. Even the person who is just doing the lottery knows that they got to play the numbers. It is currently minutes to 9:30 a.m. here in beautiful, very hot, but we are not complaining. I mean, some people are, but I'm not. Montreal, Canada. We're having like a bit of a heat wave. I'm really not mad at it, but some people are. I understand. And on today's episode, I did a Q&A the other day. Well, Q&A. On my Sis Get Your Ish Together Instagram page, I put up the sticker, ask me a question, and a bunch of people ask questions, and so we're going to answer the questions here. We're going to answer them here, because it might benefit so many other women who listen, and men. I see y'all. All right, so go get a snack, get a juice box, or a glass of wine. Hey, put your triggers to the side so you got room to open up your mind. Okay? Every episode. Okay? All right, and let's get into the episode, shall we? So first things first, random life news. Let me tell you guys something. Today, this morning, I woke up this morning, smelled at the rising sun. Yeah, did my little morning routine, went outside to walk the dog and to go grab a coffee. As I'm coming out the apartment, my dog, who is a Yorkie, she's little. Her name is Bailey, like the alcohol. Not Billy, Bailey. She was like mad excited this morning. No, she's always excited, but today she was extra excited. I don't know what the issue was, but whatever. It was like 7 something. And as we were going down, about to head down the front stairs, she was so excited because this is what Bailey does. She likes to walk herself. Let me explain. She will put the leash. Basically, I'm holding a leash and she will put it in her teeth and try to walk herself. Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay. So she was trying to grab hold of the leash so she could put it in her mouth while I was holding it. And she ended up wrapping herself around my leg. And so I realized as I took a step that I was about to step on her. So in trying to not step on her, I stepped over her and ended up falling down the flight of stairs. I'm okay. I am, thank God, nothing is, I'm probably going to have a real proper massive bruise, but I'm okay. Let's be grateful and thankful that I didn't break my neck or any other limbs. And I don't know if y'all, those of y'all who have dogs, have ever put yourself in the line of danger to try to save your dogs, but don't you want to just be like, yo, what the, and then the dog is standing over you. This is the thing. The dog is standing over me with the leash in her mouth. Wagging her tail. And I'm like, bitch, I almost just died. Like, what, like, you gonna stand over me fucking panting and wagging your stupid ass tail? Like, but I'm okay. I'm okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Secondly, this fucking dog, man, love her so much, but oh my God, the amount of times I've almost killed myself trying to make sure that I didn't step on her. Secondly, there is no new developing things about the hot boys, except they had a party last night. You swear. Yesterday, I was walking the dog and there was a whole house party happening on my block. And there were like all these dope cars. I'm talking like old school cars, too. I was like, yo, what the fuck is going on here? And they were on the rooftop. And I was like, oh, okay. Other than that, there's no other developing story. Sorry. That's it. That's all I got. Okay. That's it for the random life's news. Let's get into something I'm grateful for. I'm really grateful for my job. You know, I'm really grateful for my platform. I'm really grateful for my career. I'm really grateful because it's not my job, it's my career at this point. I'm really grateful for what I do for a living. I've been just like seeing a lot of stuff, man, just going on. And I'm just really grateful that I'm able to speak to the women I speak to, even though some of y'all get on my motherfucking nerves. But the pros outweigh the cons, if you know what I'm saying. So I'm actually really grateful for my job. So thank you to everybody, you know, all my listeners, those of y'all who are OGs, been rocking me for a long time. I appreciate y'all, man. So now it's your turn. Write down something that you're grateful for. Think of something that you're grateful for and give thanks. Gratitude is a must. All right, let's get into today's episode. So I put up a post, like I said, in the intro. I did the sticker thing, ask me a question on my Sis Get Your Ish Together Instagram page, and a bunch of people asked questions. And I was like, you know what? Let's take it to the podcast. There were a lot of questions. Some of them I'm not going to answer because, quite frankly, what? Every time you always get, some of them just going to speed the fuck past. But there are some interesting questions. And I know these questions, I'm basically going to answer the questions that I get asked all the time, like the most popular questions. All right. And so the first one is what the title of this episode is. She says, what am I doing wrong? I got ghosted 4 times last month. Thought I was doing better. Sis's name is Lisa. So let me say this. I know that a lot of women have this thing with ghosting. Well, not this thing with ghosting, but have been ghosted and internalized ghosting and get very frustrated with ghosting, get sad, all this other stuff, right? Get upset, get mad, all these things. I want to start off by saying this. Y'all have to understand, okay? The vast majority of the time, ghosting has everything to do with the other person and very little to do with you. In this sense, people who don't know how to communicate are not going to communicate for the most part. They'd rather run away, right? Avoidant. It's giving very much avoidant attachment style, right? They will shut down, run away. They will do everything other than simply say, hey, I'm not interested, or hey, you know, this isn't going to work out, or hey, this isn't my speed, or whatever. Hey, I'm leaving, right? They'll just be like, fuck it, I'm out, and not say anything. Okay, that's the first thing. So I'm gonna need y'all to need yourselves to stop internalizing people who ghost you. And I know that's really difficult. I can hear y'all in the easier said than done. I know it's difficult, but you're gonna have to, a lot of things are difficult in life, man. And so you're gonna have to start doing your work to train yourself so that you're not telling yourself a story that isn't yours about yourself, right? Stop. You know, you get ghosted and then you go into this story about what it means about you instead of, you know, what it means about them, about the other person. Instead of looking at it like, yo, you know, we take this and we're like, oh, I'm not lovable, I'm not worthy, I'm not this, I'm not that. Instead of looking at it like, oh, this motherfucker don't know how to communicate, definitely dodged a bullet, because definitely wouldn't want to continue dating or can ending up in a relationship with somebody who doesn't know how to communicate and shuts down every single time, or doesn't, you know how to resolve conflict, doesn't know how to confront conflict, or doesn't know how to be honest and just speak up. Like, you know, I'm glad that happened now rather than later. We have to be able to learn how to reframe these things. You understand what I'm saying? I have an episode, and it's called Start Celebrating Your Breakups. If you haven't listened to that yet, go listen to that. It's very much along the same lines, where it's like, in terms of breakups, we're so used to, you know, especially when you break up with somebody who's no good for you, you know, so used to, like, the default is to, oh my God, and wallow in this, that, and the third, rather than being able to reframe and be like, okay, great, this can work out for me. Now I got space for somebody else who does. And also, while acknowledging your feelings and all that, go listen to the episode. But in terms of ghosting, it's the same thing. Maybe learn how to celebrate the fact that you got ghosted by a stranger. A stranger. You've known this guy for 2 weeks. You've known this guy for 3 weeks, maybe a month. He's still a stranger. And so maybe learn, you know, how to reframe and learn how to celebrate yourself getting ghosted by this stranger rather than you moving forward and dating somebody who clearly is not able to communicate basic needs or say a basic no or say a basic whatever. Do you get what I'm saying? So that's, well, that's first and foremost. Secondly, y'all know how I am. Y'all know we're going to get into the nitty gritty. I'm going to talk about dating apps. Every time the majority of women who come to me with this ghosting thing, right? Oh, I got ghosted. This guy ghosted me. Ghosted. I always, y'all know, I ask a lot of questions because I need context. And the context always ends up, whenever I say, you know, where did you meet the, oh, on a dating app, dating apps. Y'all, I'm going to need y'all to really start understanding that if you don't get it by now, I don't know why. Every time there is these horror stories, these that, it's a lot of times it's coming from these dating apps. Stop using them. At this point, if it's not working for you, listen to my words before you twist them into like a everything that people twist things into. If it's not working for you, stop using the dating apps. Realize that a lot of people are on apps that think of people as disposable. Do you? Okay. It's easy for somebody to ghost you on a dating app when they're on an app with a million other women to choose from. And that's literally their goal, just to, like, not even, you know, they're not trying to build anything. They're not trying to have anything sustainable. They're not trying to build, get to know somebody. No, they just want to get in and get out. Obviously, they're going to ghost somebody who is not aligned with what the fuck they're looking for. It's getting pretty obvious now. So maybe get away from the dating apps for a bit. And I've spoken about this before, I think in an episode called Put the Phone Down, I think. But a lot of y'all are mad addicted to dating apps, and it's just getting a little bit out of control. In my personal humble opinion and from my observation, again, speaking to so many women consistently with the same stories about these dating apps and this ghosting thing, okay? So it's like, if you know that there is a pool full of pissy men, why do you keep trying to pick from that pissy pool and then getting upset when the men that you're picking out for them are covered in piss and literally smell like piss? You need to go to a new pool, find some fresh waters, okay? And for those of y'all who are like, well, where are they? I have an episode on that too, Where Are All the Good Men? It's like the first episode I ever did on this podcast. Where are all the good men? Scroll all the way down to the first episode. The episode is a little low because I think for the first 10 episodes I was having mic issues, but nonetheless you could still hear it. Okay, so, you know, don't internalize ghosting so tough like that, and start reframing. Learn how to be an alchemist. Learn how to reframe. A lot of times we are so self-involved and we think that everybody's reaction, let me keep it a buck. This is why I always tell y'all, if you listen to my content, you listen to me for quite some time, you know that I always say, from your putting your best foot forward, then anything that somebody else is doing or the way the person reacts on the other end is, that has nothing to, it's on them, right? So you show up, you put your best foot forward, and then, oops, sorry, not me hitting the microphone. Go, put your best foot forward, whatever happens, happens. It's not on you, it's on them. Okay? You can't go wrong with putting your best foot forward. Some people are not in the, you have to understand too, you know, you might put your best foot forward and then the other person's not in the position to receive a best foot. This is a very real thing. A lot of people out here are not in the position to receive good things. They're not in the mindset to receive good things. This is why people self-sabotage. Some of y'all self-sabotage all the time. Think about it. So how many of y'all have, you know, had a really good man come into your life and you didn't know how to receive him and so you fucked up? A lot of y'all. I hear it all the time, right? A lot of y'all coming from toxic situations, abusive situations, this, that, and the third, whatever the case may be. You know, you haven't unpacked the traumas, the wounds, this, that, and the third, whatever, right? And then a good man comes into your life and you're like so used to the version of yourself or the version of life that you were, or the quality or lack thereof that you had before when it came to men, that you literally don't know how to receive this man. And he goes on about his business. Okay, this works both ways. So you got to understand when you're out there and you're putting your best foot forward, not everybody's going to be able to appreciate that and not everybody's going to be able to receive it. Do you get what I'm saying? There's also the aspect of somebody can ghost you because you say simply what you're looking for, or, you know, you say something that you're having a conversation and you say, yeah, I'm really definitely looking to date somebody and eventually get into a relationship. And that person is like, irks in their mind. That's not what the fuck I want. I just want a girl who's DTF, who's down to fuck and then going about my business. And so they're like, fuck it. On to the next. And they're out. A lot of times our good standards are regular ass, not even asking for too much, basic standards will get us ghosted because the person on the other end is not interested in meeting those standards or can't meet those standards. Again, very basic fucking human basic 101 standards. So think about that. Think about all of these things the next time before you crumple up into a little ball of paper because some stranger ghosted you. Okay. And also, you know, I have to say this, have some self-awareness too. You know what I mean? Some of y'all have more inner work to do than you think that you do. So, you know, if you're not putting your best foot forward or you're not showing up as your authentic self and all of these things, you know, definitely assess yourself and be honest with yourself. That's another thing too. Okay. So that is that on the ghosting aspect. I hope that helped. Lisa, thank you for the question. And I hope that helped everybody else listening as well. So the next question is, I don't think this girl has a real username because we're just going to call her Tiffany because I don't know. She says, if a relationship fell out once and then brackets, but still on good terms, can it work again? A lot of people ask this reuniting question. You know, if we broke up, is it okay to get back together or can it work again? I'm a firm believer that sometimes people have to split up and go their separate ways and work on themselves individually to be able to come back together again and be better for themselves and each other. You know, and I want to make this very fucking clear. Do I think that if you guys, you know, fell out or broke up, that you should hold on to the fact that, oh my God, maybe we're going to get back together one day and da da da. No, I think you should live your life, work on you. They live their life, work on them. You guys are completely out of each other's picture. And if the wind blows in the direction where both of you guys a year from now, 2 years from now, whatever the case may be, find each other again and you are both better versions of yourself for yourselves and you're able to come back together and be better for each other, then yeah, what's the issue? You understand what I'm saying? I don't see an issue in that personally. And to be honest, even if it was, I don't want to say an abusive situation because abuse is not the same as toxic. They can go hand in hand, but they're not the same. But even if there's, you know, a situation where, and I'm going to say toxic because a lot of people use the word toxic for literally everything. So we're just going to use it for the sake of it. But this is what a lot of y'all call it toxic, but this is what you mean to say. You know, if somebody let me tell you something, these attachment styles can turn into secure. So avoidant attachment can turn into secure. Anxious attachment can turn into secure. All these attachments can turn into secure with the ample amount of inner work required, right? And effort required in self. And so if you were with somebody, let's just say, or you are the person somebody was with, let's just say, and You know, there was really bad communication issues. The person shut down all the time, and the person deflected a lot, or the person just wasn't able to be, it wasn't able to have the emotional space or the emotional intelligence even, or even just capacity to operate in a functioning, healthy relationship. You know, and as a result, it was translating in you or the other person feeling neglected, arguing all the time. Because arguing all the time doesn't necessarily mean that it's the person is toxic. It could just mean that you guys are fucking just not, something's going on there, and it's not, and it's showing up in an argumentative way. Do you get what I'm saying? So whatever. And if it manifested in these type of ways, yeah, I firmly believe that people can, again, separate, go do their own things and learn and grow and change for themselves. But that's something that they want to have to do for themselves, not something that they want to do for somebody else. The minute that you start doing things for somebody else, you become, it's codependent. You want to be able to do shit for yourself. And as a result, the byproduct of that, or the dopeness of it, is that, you know, then you could be good for someone else too. But everything has to start and end with us. And we have to want to be better people for ourselves first. We have to want to look at ourselves and acknowledge our own behavior and realize how it is or isn't serving us in our lives, and how it's keeping us from experiencing certain things, and how it's keeping us from, or how it's pushing people away from us, this, that, and the third. Do you get what I'm saying? And how, as a result, our quality of life and how we're going about life isn't great, and how we're miserable and how we're unhappy, blah, blah, blah. The list goes on. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, yes, I really do believe that, you know, depending on the situation, of course, people can separate, go their separate ways, fix up themselves, and if the universe wants it, can come back together and be great. But don't hold on to that. Don't hold on to that. Just let people go. You go your way. Again, I want to specify this because some of y'all hear one thing and you're like, oh my God, okay. So break up and then eventually he's going to come back to me. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying go live your life. And if the wind blows and brings y'all back together, fine. Okay? All right. I hope that helped. So somebody asked a question I was very, very confused about, and I think there's so many layers to this, and it kind of just goes to show, I feel, how a lot of women don't speak up for themselves when it comes to dating, and I think a lot of women feel like it's wrong to ask certain questions. And so here's a perfect example. This young lady, Jody, she asked, how soon is it to ask the guy you're dating if he has kids? Ma'am, the second sentence out of my mouth when I meet a man is, do you have any baby mamas? If so, how many? What's the fucking story here? Like, hi, what's your name? Lawrence. Hi, Lawrence. Do you have any baby mamas? Like, I need to know this shit now. Right now. I was telling my homegirls the other day in my group chat. True story. I remember when I met this guy. We're going to change his name for the sake of this episode. We're going to call him... Shit. What am I going to call him? We're going to call him Dwayne. I remember when I met this guy, Dwayne, in Miami. And, you know, he was fun. I like Dwayne. Still to this day, me and Dwayne are cool. But when we met, he said, hi, my name is Dwayne, whatever. And I was like, do you have any kids? He was like, no, I don't. I said, let me tell you something, sir. If I find out that you're lying and you actually do have some kids, I'm going to call you names that are going to make you cry. All those boys are like dying of laughter. I said, no, I'm not playing, because you guys like to, you know, lie about the kids, and then there's a secret kid somewhere and you didn't want to say anything because you didn't want, man, I'm not on this type of time. I'm not on this type of time, bro. That's not my speed. There is nothing wrong with asking somebody if they have kids. And I want to go further to say, and there's nothing wrong with not wanting to date a man who has kids. if you don't have any kids, this is like this, this is a very weird, weird argument that, but there's a lot of weird arguments that go on social media. So what the fuck am I saying? But it's a very weird argument that goes on to social media. Like, oh, how dare you, you know, shame somebody because they have kids. Nobody's shaming anybody because they have kids. As a single woman who doesn't have any children, you are well within your right to not want to be a fucking stepmother. I'm not sure why this is an argument. And vice versa, ladies, as a single man who doesn't have children, they should not have to be forced into being, there's nothing wrong with them not wanting to be a stepfather. Period, point blank. That's it, that's all. Like, that is it, that is all. That is okay. Especially for my young ladies in your early 20s, like, no, you absolutely do not have to sign up to be a stepmother. And you know, my ladies in your 30s, we don't have kids yet. You know, eventually in our 30s, though, we just got to kind of resign to the fact that eventually we might be a stepmother. It just is what it is. But you understand what I'm saying? As we get older, it is what it is. But you can still opt to be like, no, I don't want to date a man with kids. I don't want to be with somebody who has kids. That is okay. So when you are vetting these men and you're out dating and you're asking, you know, questions as you guys date to get to know the person, whatever the case may be, along with watching their actions, you're allowed to ask every single question you want to make sure that is, or to see if that person is in alignment with you. You're allowed to ask, do you believe in God? If God is important in your life? Hello? You're allowed to ask things that are fundamentally important to you, so that you don't end up with a man who is not aligned with you. That is okay. And vice versa. And we have to be able to take that on the chin. Ladies, if you have kids and you start dating a man, and a man, he doesn't have any kids, and he, you know, realizes that you have kids, or it comes up and he decides to go his separate way, you know, you got to take that on the chin. And vice versa. I personally don't want to date a future. I don't want to date a man with 9 kids and 9 baby mamas. I don't want to do it. I'm not interested. I don't even want to date a man who has 2 kids. Has it happened? Yes. I have dated a man who had 2 kids before. He had the same baby mama, so it was okay. It was all right. But I'm not interested in dealing with 3 different women with 3 different kids and 3 different, like, I'm not doing that. And that is okay. And can't nobody come and tell me, oh, you're baby father shaming. Girl, what? Move off me, man. So then so be it. Yes. And okay. Next caller. Next caller. Ladies, please get more comfortable with asking the questions that you need to ask. And that just doesn't, let me, pro tip, that doesn't just go for dating. This extends to many of it. This extends to when you're applying for a job and you're in a job interview. This extends to when you're opening a fucking bank account. This extends to when you're speaking to your doctor. This extends to literally every area in life that involves you being, it directly affecting you. Ask questions. Ask questions. When you're signing a lease, when you're going to see a new house, when you're, ask questions. You know how before when someone's like, yo, you know, we have this cookout, blah, 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 and you're like, who all gonna be there? Ask questions. There's a reason why we ask that question, right? There are times my friends invite me places when they know good and goddamn well that I'm not gonna go, but they do it and they just extend the invitation just to see maybe I'm in the mood that day. And when I'm like, yo, who all gonna be there? And they say the names, I'm like, nah, I'm all set, because I don't want to be in a situation and around certain people. I don't. If I know certain people are gonna be there, I'm not interested. Because I already know what time it is, and I already know what the vibe is going to be, and I already know, and I'm not interested. And guess what? I'm allowed. I'm allowed to not be interested in whatever the fuck is going on over there. That is called minding my good fucking business over here. Okay? But you got to be vocal about that. And this all stems back to your self-esteem, ladies. Y'all know I'm a very big proponent, and I talk about this all the time, about our self-esteem really dictates a lot of the things we do in life. I'll go out on a limb and say damn near everything that we do in life. So, you know, fix your self-esteem, and also check in with your need to not want to be rejected. A lot of women have a problem, a fear of rejection, which extends again to many other areas, which is why you don't ask the questions that you need to ask, because you're afraid of getting the answer that you're not going to like. Okay? You got to get over that. You have to do that work, work through your self-esteem, build up your self-esteem so that you can stop being afraid of rejection. Rejection is a part of life. I have an episode on that too. What is it? Learn how to accept rejection. I think that's the episode. Go back and listen to all the episodes. But you got to work through that. Rejection is a part of life. It is what it is. Rejection a lot of time could be protection. It could be redirection. Shit, it could be a lot of things. So work through your self-esteem, okay? So, yes, please ask men if they have kids before you get involved with them. It's important to know, okay? Okay, good talk. Okay, so somebody asks, Miss Lady, hey, Miss Lady. She says, hi, Cece. Hi. How can I slow my mind down from creating future scenarios when dating? So I think that she means, because a lot of women do this, that you meet a guy, you start dating him, and in 2 days, you're like imagining your weddings together, your future, your marriage, your fucking kids, you're writing your name and his name and your last name together on a paper. I think this is what she means, because a lot of us are guilty of and have been guilty of doing this so many times. I think that the best way is to live in the present while also, and this is the thing about, this great thing about duality and being able to master the art of, paying attention. So live in the moment, okay? But also pay attention to the attributes, the qualities, the actions, the behaviors, right? Because how future are we talking, right? Like how far out are we talking? But pay attention to the attributes, the qualities, the character, the behaviors that this man is displaying, right? So, and have conversations. You need to talk, have frequent conversations, and not on the phone. Ladies, please try to have as many deep conversations as you can in person so that you can pay attention to people's body language, so that you can feel people's energy, so that you can watch their mannerisms, so that you can really, really, you can allow your intuition and allow yourself to read them, right? Beyond what they're saying. To a certain extent. Do you get what I'm saying? Do you understand what I mean? This is really important. A lot of conversations are happening like through text messages and just through the phone. And, you know, you're falling for, or you're just listening to all of these words, basically words of affirmations. You're listening to a man say everything you might want to hear. And then you're like, oh yeah, like, you know, I can see us having that in the future. And it's no. Bring it in. Bring it in, ladies. Try to have these deep conversations in person, you know. Look into people's eyes. See what's going on there, right? And be present. Just be present. Yo, I'm going to allow this person. I'm dating this person, and I'm going to allow him to show me who he is through time. Right? So you're having these conversations, then that's fine. But also realizing that you still have to allow him to show you who he is through time. This is why going out is important in different scenarios and different situations. Going, you know, from the dinner date all the way to the can go karting date, to the mini putt date, top golf, whatever you want to do, the water slides. I don't care. Roller skating, bowling, right? You want to see how people act in different scenes and scenarios, not just when you are alone with them. You want to see how they vibe with life, how they handle conflict, even the smallest conflict, how they handle frustration. I'm gonna tell you guys a story. So y'all know the story about Sir Angel, and if you go listen to Residue part 1 and 2. Listen to all of the episodes. But so I was dating this man for a really long time. Well, a really long time. Look. Anyways, I was with this guy, and we call him around here Sir Angel. And one day we were on FaceTime, and he was driving. And so I was in his cup holder. Don't worry, he was doing it safely. And I'll never forget this. This was the moment when I was like, okay, I'm pretty safe here. with this man. He's driving, whatever the case may be, and basically a truck passed him and kicked up a big rock and split this guy's windshield, right? So the rock hits the windshield and like splits his windshield. And he very calmly, very calmly said, shit, this truck, the rock flew up and hit my windshield. And I heard it too, hit my windshield. And so I was on the other end preparing for like him to freak out because that's what I'm used to. And also that's what I would do. You know what fucking expenses it is to get a new windshield? I don't got time for that. So I'm on the other end holding my breath, like looking at him, like waiting for him to lose his shit. And he says, I'll deal with that tomorrow. And then continued on the conversation like nothing happened. So me, I'm like, I'm staring at him. I'm like, so you just gonna act like the rock didn't fucking split your fucking windshield and now you gotta come out of pocket and pay to fucking deal with the motherfucking windshield? And I'll never forget, he looked at me and he was like, I'm like, you're not upset? He's like, yeah, I was upset, but what am I gonna do? It happened. Like, it happened. I can't change it. The only thing I could do is tomorrow go bring the car and go get, you know, the windshield replaced. I was like, oh, is this emotional regulation I'm witnessing? what the fuck? And I thought that it was, I had never. I don't think I'd ever experienced that or seen that before, to be honest. And I said, it was that moment that there was other moments, but I think that was the moment that solidified for real that, oh, this is safety. This is emotional regulation. This is a man who knows how to check himself. This is a man who knows how to, deal with shit under pressure. Right? Granted, the end of the story, you know, is have their reasons, but the point is you have to go listen to the episode. But do you understand what I'm saying? He didn't yell, he didn't scream, he didn't cuss, he didn't fucking throw a tantrum, he didn't anything like that. So I said that to say this, you want to see people in different scenarios, man, so you can watch their temperature. How high does it get? Does it ever move? Right? Is this a person who lashes out? Is this a person who keeps it calm? Is this a person who suppresses it? Is this a, like, what is happening? What's going on? Okay, so be in the moment while you pay attention to how this person behaves. Please let men show you who they are. They will. And when they do, believe them. When they show you who they are, just believe them. Don't make excuses for them. Don't want to just fucking please at this point. Just believe them. Okay. Don't go far into the future in your mind unless you guys are both on the same page and you've had time to get to know each other a bit more, where you're both having on conversations about what both of y'all could look like in the future together as a couple. These are conversations that you guys have to have together, not you having it by yourself. That's how a lot of women end up in situationships, in these one-sided relationships. That's how a lot of women end up being someone's girlfriend when they're not their boyfriend. Do you get what I'm saying? Okay. So that's my answer for that. I hope that helps. Okay. So Becca asks, how to forgive yourself for ignoring the red flags because you genuinely believed their words? And I know that so many of us have been there before. And, you know, I believe it because it's something that I've had to do a million times and I'm going to have to continue doing for the rest of my life as life goes on. But self-forgiveness is so important. Holding grudges against ourselves is toxic. We want to talk about toxic and throwing the word around, whatever. Holding a grudge against ourselves is poison. We have to be able to allow ourselves to have missteps and release the judgment from ourselves that we have on ourselves that we're pointing, finger wagging at for having those missteps. Granted, there comes a point in time where you got to fucking give yourself a good shake and be like, okay, bitch, look, we can't keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. Come on and wake up, right? But even then, you still have to practice forgiveness. And the self-forgiveness is part of your self-love journey. To love yourself is also to know that you got to forgive yourself. We're not always going to get it right, you know, and, you know, sometimes we're in seasons of our lives where we're really vulnerable. We're coming out of shitty situations. We're coming out of this or whatever. Or maybe you're just in a season where you just want to believe so badly in somebody's words because you haven't heard them said to you in a long time. Or maybe you haven't heard them said to you at all. And it just feels so good to hear somebody say the things that you are longing to hear. And this is part of the reason why it's so dangerous to operate only by listening to somebody's words. You have to pay attention. Words and actions have to align. Do you get what I'm saying? Words and actions have to align, and we have to discern between, you know, what somebody is saying. How can I say this? Okay, here's a time when I should have believed. I'm going to give you an example. Here's a time when I should have listened to somebody's words. I just had this conversation with Slick yesterday. So, and y'all, by now, if you're an avid listener, you know about my toxic relationship, abusive relationship with Cordell from, you know, back in the day. Anyways, when he and I first started, I remember it very vividly. I was sitting on the steps of my new condo. This is years ago. Sitting on the steps of my new condo, and the condo was low-key empty because I just moved in. And so I was sitting on the steps outside, and I was smoking, and I was on the phone with him. And he said, during the conversation, he said, "I like to break women down so I could build them back up again." And I remember being like, "What? What?" And there was a pause, and then he started to laugh. And he said, "I'm just kidding, relax." He was not kidding. I ended up in an on and off relationship with this man for 8 years, and he did exactly that. He would break me down to build me back up, break me down to build me back up over and over again. And when he said it that day, literally, I heard my intuition say, "Run." And I didn't. Everything in my body, I felt the fucking hairs on my back raise, on my arms raise. My body told me, this is a bad situation. It's about to get worse. You better get out now. I didn't have the self-esteem then to do that. Do you see what I'm saying? I didn't have the confidence in myself to do that. I didn't have the trust in myself to listen to my body to remove myself from that situation. You bet your bottom motherfucking dollar today, let a man look at me and be like, "I like to break women down so I can build them back up." Yeah, that'll do it. That'll do it. You ain't got to worry about me. You ain't got to worry about me. Like, I'm out. Right? Doing that shit. So that's a prime example of a time where you have to listen to a man's words or listen to people's words. Do you know what I'm saying? Then the opposite of that is a man being like, "You know, I love you. I love everything about you. I just licked my lips to make them, you know, I meant the LL Cool J lips. You know, I love you, girl. You know, I'll do anything for you. You know, you're my baby, right? You're my princess. You're my queen. You're my this, you're my that. I'll do anything for you." Blah, 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 blah. But then his actions are, he doesn't put in effort for you. He's treating you less than. He doesn't show up for you. He doesn't make you feel safe physically, emotionally, spiritually, right? Do you get what I'm saying? His actions are the complete opposite of his words. So the words make you feel good, but his actions are telling otherwise. It's really important to learn how to discern. That shit is so important. That shit is so, so, so important. Okay. So, and this is where the red flags come in. Buddy could be saying all the good things, but if he's not backing it up with action, that's a fucking red flag. Get out. but many of us don't. Many of us haven't. And I think the most important thing that I've learned and I'm continuing to learn on my journeys through self-love, healing, all this stuff is realizations, that my realizations will come as I continue to grow and I'm willing to learn more about myself. And as I'm willing to learn more about myself and the versions I have been, I'm able to forgive myself for not trusting myself the last time, for not, believing the red flags when I saw them, for all these things. But I have to be willing to learn from myself. I have to be willing to do that. Okay? So, you know, we're all going to fuck up sometimes. We're all going to have missteps. And the goal is to just learn. Just learn so you can do better for yourself in the future and you can pay forward your lessons to the other women in your life or around you or whoever who can benefit from them. Okay? Really important. Learn your lessons and then pay them forward. You never know who needs to hear them. So that is how I forgive myself and of learning to forgive myself. And I hope that this helps somebody out there who needs it. Okay, and I'm going to answer, even though there is a million questions, I'm going to answer one more question. And I'll keep the rest of these questions in my back pocket. So every now and then we could do another one of these Q&As. Somebody said, this is Cayenne, how to know when you have given him too many chances? I think a lot of women struggle with this because here's the thing. It's important, and this is my personal opinion. I feel like a lot of people nowadays are treating everybody as disposable, and we have to fucking stop that shit. So it's important to give people grace because when you start dating somebody, you're learning them. You're learning a whole new person. You're learning their boundaries. And a lot of times you're learning their boundaries through trial and error, through crossing a boundary that you didn't even know was a boundary until they tell you it's a boundary. Do you get what I'm saying? And of course, depending on what the boundary is, but you understand what I mean, right? We're learning somebody. And so, and we're bringing our lives as an individual into somebody else's life as an individual. And we got to kind of figure out how to coexist together and collaborate together. And so people are going to make mistakes. People are going to have missteps. And it's important to give other people grace. However, there's limits to this motherfucking shit, okay? I have learned that effort. If you do something that I'm like, hey, yo, that's not it, and you apologize, that's one thing. But if you apologize and the effort is there to not do it again, or you don't do it again, or you put in the effort to whatever, then okay, cool, we're getting somewhere, right? If you apologize and go back and do the same thing over and over again, then either you idiot or you just don't care. And so I'm all set. Like, I'm really all set off that. I'm really not into repeating myself like a broken record. You're not a child. And the thing about it is that this is why a lot of men need to go to fucking therapy, because a lot of, this is people period, but a lot of people operate like fucking children. I don't even want to say just men, but a lot of people period operate like children in grown people's bodies, right? And I'm not interested in having to raise a grown ass man. I'm not interested in the slightest, right? I can teach you certain things because in a relationship, we go back and forth between being a teacher and a student. That's how we grow and evolve together, how we collaborate together, of course. But I can't teach you the fundamental basics, my G. You're going to have to go back to school for that. You're going to have to go get a therapist to help you unpack that and teach you the fundamental basics. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, if you, let's just say our love languages are a little bit different and you are willing to learn mine and you are putting in the effort to learn mine, then cool. Right? Cool. But if our love language, for example, are different and your answer all the time is just, well, sorry, it's not my love language. I don't understand. Well, okay. And I keep telling you, hey, this is how I like to be loved. You know, I need the physical affection. I need the words of affirmation along with the physical affection, right? I need the emotional affirmations. And you're just on some,
oh, I don't know how to do that. I never did that. I didn't get raised around that. Oh, no, you can't do that. I don't know. Fucking, I don't know.
Well, okay. You can't just fucking keep saying that. Try, bitch. Fucking try. And if you're not willing to put in the effort, then that's it. You can't keep giving chance after chance after chance to somebody who's not trying to put in the effort. And that's not just in dating. That's with everything in life, man. I think I've learned that effort. I know what I've learned. God damn it. Effort is the, and consistent effort. I want to make that really clear too. Because not just, oh, you tried today and then you don't try again for a year. Bitch. Hey. No. Consistent effort. You are actually, you're showing me that you care. And this is not something that you're used to doing, but you're trying consistently. Then bet. Because same, I come into relationships and I don't fucking know sometimes, you know, what you're coming from, what you like, how you like to be loved, da da da. You know what I mean? And I have to try consistently, and that's what matters. So that's how I feel about that. And I hope that that helps somebody else out there as well. Someone go ask, and are you into women? No. Does it? Some of the questions, some of the questions that are in here are very interesting. Did I ever allude to? Does it look like? I need sometimes some of y'all, sometimes. Okay. Because some of these people, some of y'all ask like questions. I'm like, what? Where? Why would you even? Pay attention, man. Pay attention. Look alive out here. Look alive. Okay. No, strictly dickly. Thank you. That's it. That's all. And I'm going to save the other ones for another day. Otherwise, this episode's going to be 2 hours long. And while some of you guys very much enjoy the 2 hour long episodes that happen once in a blue moon because you're on your commutes to work, or I'm keeping you company while you're cleaning up the house or whatever the case may be, because sometimes you can't make these 2 hour episodes all the time, okay? All right, so that is that on that. I hope that this helped you in some way, shape, or form. I actually kind of like doing these this way. Rather than Instagram live. And I think I'm actually going to do it this way from now on. Well, you know, as much as I can. I think that, you know, somebody asks a question and they're usually questions that so many other women have as well. So it works out is what I'm saying. It works out. All right. Ladies and sometimes gentlemen. Oh, and for my ladies, if you're not in the Sis Get Your Ish Together membership, get in there. Get in there. We have a bunch of classes uploaded in there. Codependency, working through codependency, trauma bonding, dating 101, sex 101, situationships versus healthy relationships. We have a bunch of classes uploaded in there. So get into this. Just get your ish together membership if you haven't already done so. Community of really dope ass women with dope ass hearts who are encouraging and supporting and peaceful. Ain't no trolls in there. Thank God. And I think it's always so dope. A young lady joined the membership the other day and she was like, I stumbled across your podcast and immediately got in the membership. And I was like, hey, thanks. I think that's so dope how that works, man. I love it. I'm here for it. So www.authorccb.com, this is Get Your Ish Together membership. We also have this fourth or fifth round, I can't remember now, of the No More Toxic Relationships group coaching class that is coming up in September. The seats are open. It's 9 weeks, 9 modules. People who have taken it already, they already know, right? It's intense. But if you are struggling with the relationship that you have with yourself and you're tired of being in toxic relationships, this class is for you. You can read all the information on my website, www.authorccb.com. And with that, I'm out. Ladies and sometimes gentlemen, I hope that you have a good rest of your mornings, evenings, afternoons, wherever the fuck y'all are in the world. Please be safe. Use condoms. Trust your intuition and use your discernment. And I will catch y'all on the next episode. All right? Much love, y'all. Go be great.